sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 20th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The State Board of Education is having to replace their superintendent. The current chair, superintendent, Michael Rice, is retiring out. Three candidates selected by the State Board of Education interviewed yesterday for the open seat, and three finalists were chosen. The board voted for Dearborn Superintendent Glenn Maleko, Harrison Community School Superintendent Judy Walton, and a former Virginia State Superintendent, Lisa Coons, all of whom were interviewed in person by the board during a special meeting. Well, the Republican board members, Nikki Snyder and Tom McMillan, voted no on the slate of candidates that were put forward after a rundown of interviews of seven semi-final candidates. Snyder and McMillan backed Dexter Community School Superintendent Chris Timms and Huron Valley School Superintendent Paul Sala. A rundown vote was first taken to narrow the candidates, with Coons taking the point total. Maleko was shortly behind, and Walton Timmis tied, after Snyder and McMillan changed their votes to try to get him into the final round. Snyder lamented about not being able to get one of the candidates selected by the Republican members to be able to come back for the final interview. When we think about all the voices at this table, we think about all the students in the state of Michigan having representation. And we can't even get that. It's just not reasonable. But it really has never been about being reasonable, has it? Snyder said. The public interviews, the three finalists, are scheduled for August the 26th. The board could pick the final candidate and offer that person the position at that time. State Board of Education President Pam Pugh said she would be looking to learn more about the candidates and how they could meet the goals of the state's education system. We've heard from an incredible group of educators who are doing amazing work across the state and beyond. And we congratulate the finalists. We were fortunate to have 7 outstanding student-focused candidates to interview. So basically, the Democrats completely ignoring the 2 Republicans and their candidates that they wanted to be considered for the job of the superintendent of the Michigan State Board of Education. Elections have consequences, people. The public school systems will continue to fail our kids under the Democrat control. And it's going to go on and on and on. Short break. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Second segment, hour number 2. I got a text message from a volunteer that is seeking for other volunteers to help out on Labor Day at the base of the Mackinac Bridge, the Labor Day Bridge Walk. Well, ax my tax and Carla Wagner for governor. There's going to be petition sheets there for you to work asking people as they come off the bridge if they'd be willing to sign a petition to eliminate property taxes here in the state of Michigan. Also, if they would like to sign a petition sheet to put Carla Wagner, the founder of Ax My Tax petition drive effort, her petition for governor. She has to collect at least 15,000 signatures valid to be considered a valid candidate for governor. And they're looking at collecting 600,000 signatures to put Ax My Tax on the ballot. They're asking volunteers to get there early, 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and work until noon, simply asking people to sign petition sheets. If you'd like to volunteer to help out, you can text Dar Olson. Her phone number is 231-408-8928. Now, if you would like to volunteer to work the bridge walk, just text my phone, 231-360-5140. Text me bridge, like in Mackinac Bridge, and I'll forward this text message from Dar to you. You can get her phone number. You can give her a call and plan on meeting them, the volunteers, there at the bridge on Labor Day. So greatly appreciate her sending that to us and us being able to put it out there on the radio. Now, another candidate that's running for governor is Democrat Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. However, he's not running as a Democrat. He doesn't want to compete in the August primary next year on the Democrat Party ticket. He's running as an independent. Well, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says that every candidate in a swing House and or state Senate seat next year is going to need my independent voters to vote for them, describing the momentum behind his independent campaign for governor. In December, when I announced I was running for governor, the experts said, an independent. Well, that's not going to go anywhere. So how is the independent candidate feeling? Well, Duggan said to hundreds of supporters last night inside Michigan Central Station, which was reopened early last summer as part of a technology hub after it was vacant for 36 years. The event highlighted self-identifying Democrats and Republicans who have become public supporters of Duggan ahead of next year's 2026 elections. It featured Coney Dog stations, a 360 photo booth, and packs of sparklers, reading, "Michigan needs a really good mayor to be the next governor." Speakers at the event included Sterling Heights Mayor Michael Taylor, a Republican who backed President Joe Biden back in 2020. A Republican Sterling Heights mayor? President Portia Laster of the Romulus School District, located in a Democratic majority city. Hudsonville Mayor Mark Northrup, a Republican, as well as Mayor Joe LaRussa of Farmington, where President Donald Trump lost last year with only 27% of the vote in Farmington. Now, one of the other interesting people at this event, Mo Baydoun, chair of the Dearborn Heights City Council, he also spoke. Earlier this month, he led his primary to become Dearborn Heights' next mayor, winning more than 58% of the vote. Baydoun, a Muslim in Dearborn, absolutely getting out the vote over the other candidates. Well, Duggan said the Republicans, Democrats, do you see how angry they are in attacking me? They act as if they own your vote. And frankly, I'm offended, and so should you. Nobody owns your vote but you. And the candidate ought to come out each year and earn it. And that's all I want, is a chance to do that. During his speech, Duggan referenced $75 million that was set aside in last year's budget deal for a public safety and violence prevention fund. Well, the proposal still hasn't even been acted on. Why? Because the legislators did not pass legislation that would actually implement the Public Safety Violence Prevention Fund that it was intended for. Last term, a proposal passed in the House to dedicate 1.5% of the sales tax revenue not going towards schools, but to go towards municipalities' violent crime prevention efforts. While on other issues, Duggan said there is very troubling gun violence taking place in Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Flint, and Pontiac. Do you realize today, as I'm here speaking to you, $100 million in appropriated money to fight gun violence in cities is locked away in a bank account in Lansing because of partisan politics? Duggan said, describing how the Republican-led House has bills distributing those dollars. However, the Senate Democrats won't vote on it because they don't want House Speaker Matt Hall and the House Republicans to get the credit. Additionally, Duggan talked about the pre-K through 12 budget deal still not getting done by the legislators, the lawmakers in Lansing, since they missed the July 1st deadline. A deadline that they created in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first term. An agreement, a rule, that July 1st would be the timeline for presenting a new fiscal year budget and send it to her desk for signature. Duggan went on to say, this new fiscal year budget, it begins in 43 days. Duggan has said that if elected governor, his first action would be to call for the suspension of the salaries of legislators, including the governor and lieutenant governor, as a consequence of missing the July 1st deadline going forward. The principals who want to put in a reading program don't know how much money they're going to have. They don't know if they can hire extra teachers or even extra tutors at this point. They don't even know if they're going to have enough money for hot lunches for our children. It's time to tell the folks in Lansing that politics as usual is over. You know what? I'm sorry, folks, but I don't disagree with any of that that he just said. And as a staunch constitutional conservative, I agree with him. I got a couple text messages earlier this week. I think it was Russell in Millersburg. You want a budget pass, Randy? Stop paying the state reps and the state senators. Even stop paying the governor. They'll get it done in one day. Yeah, I can kind of agree with that statement. And that's what Duggan says he would do first thing if he gets elected to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Well, others that were there who were endorsing Duggan includes Michigan State University trustee Rebecca Cook, Board of Governor Brian Barnhill, University of Michigan Regent Mark Bernstein, Republican University of Michigan Denise Illich, and the Wayne County Governor Dr. Kumar. Well, how do the Democrats feel about Duggan and his independent candidacy? Curtis Sertel Jr., the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, came out with a message yesterday targeting Democrats who attended the evening's event. I look forward to their independent campaigns, meaning basically they are going to be kicked out of the Democrat Party. If you're a Democrat and you attended Duggan's event for governor, well, now you're going to run as an independent because we are not going to allow you to run as a Democrat going forward. Curtis Sertel basically playing hardball with these Democrats. That's what they do. If you don't tout the party's message, the party's candidates, they kick you out of their party. Some of these races, they don't even allow you to run for office. If they've pre-selected their candidate, they know who they want. Well, it's not your turn yet. Take a number and have a seat. They don't have primaries. Now, this year they do. Completely going against the grain. Why? Because it's an open seat. Talked to Vicky last night. Guess who came to Mount Pleasant and spoke to the County Clerks Association? None other than Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. I asked Vicky, how was she received? Her answer, politely respected. Not enthusiastically, but when her name was announced and she walked to the stage, she got polite respect. Pretty interesting. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.